everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight right here on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee on February the 1st. Hope you're not listening to the Super Bowl or watching the Super Bowl, but you're tuning in tonight with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great message tonight titled The Horns of False Religion. False religion. You ever think about it, neighbor, that you're supposed to examine yourself and prove all things? Well, we're going to go into what makes a false religion, where it came from, where it originated. Really, truly, it originated with the devil, the sly one, the crafty one, right out of the very Bereshit, the beginning of the time. Satan is a crafty individual. And before the world became void and dark, Satan is the one brought the darkness in, ladies and gentlemen. There's no darkness in our Creator. So Satan brought the darkness, and with it he brought witchcraft. Now, have we been given the Hollywood shuffle? When we think about witchcraft, we think about somebody with a crystal ball and some long-nosed witch riding a broom. That's Hollywood. Witchcraft is entirely different, and we're going to prove it tonight out of the Bible to give you an understanding of what witchcraft is and why that the warnings in the Scriptures about witchcraft, you would think that it was a major problem in life. But witchcraft, as we generally think about it, is hardly appealing to most people. So why the emphasis? Is Yahweh out of touch with what we are really tempted with, or are we deceived about what witchcraft really is? Therein lies the problem. I want to cover that. Do our ideals come from the Scripture about witchcraft, or do they come from Hollywood, as I indicated? Well, we think they come from Hollywood. Isaiah, beginning our text search tonight, building a gestalt on this series of witchcraft and false religion. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. Now, rebelled is a form, it's a subtle form. When there was a great rebellion against Yahweh's laws and commandments and truth, Satan brought in what is described as the great whore. In 1 Samuel, this is the gestalt, chapter 15, verse 23, I'm going to show you what witchcraft really is. It's not somebody with a crystal ball. It's not somebody with a big, long, crooked nose, as has been depicted in Hollywood movies, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Dorothy and the Witch. But that's how we look at witchcraft. But it's more adapted into our daily lives, and you could be a victim of witchcraft without even knowing it, because Satan is so subtle. And the Bible says, and here's what it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man. Now listen to me well. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end or the way is the way of death. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft or divination, and insubordination or the act of refusing. And it is iniquity iniquity doth already work in this world. And there is a religious system. Now, we're going to talk about the religious system, how false it is, where it came from, how it originated. And I've already indicated to you, it actually originated in the Garden of Eden. But we're going to go over to, that's the first book, Bereshit, Hebrew for in the beginning. And we're going to go over to the last book, which is Revelation, the 66 books of the King James Version. And we're going to describe in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts how this great, beautiful woman, this witch, now she was attractive. She wasn't a hook nose. She didn't ride a broom. She rode the back of a beast, this power, this civil power or government power that has recognized all religions, or all governments, for that matter, recognize religion. And there's three major religions in the world today, and these religions are caught up in the act of witchcraft, or which we would describe as rebellion. Rebellion against, number one, the truth. Did you know the Bible said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free from what?" Well, free from rebellion. When you quit rebellion, you say, "Well, I now bless God, I growed up, my mom and dad, and I know they wasn't in witchcraft. They taught me this, and they taught me that. They taught me Christmas, and it was okay, and it was a form of worshiping Christ, and things of this nature. Easter, ham instead of lamb." You know, they call me a lamb killer. I wonder why. Well, it's simply because I am not caught up in witchcraft. You say, "Oh, but that is horrible, buddy, when you kill a lamb." Well, it's not too bad when you have a pig roast down at your church. But when you have a lamb roast, according to the Passover scriptures, doing it the way Yahweh said. And where did Yahweh do away with killing of a lamb? That was a sacrifice of eating the meal. Sacrifice means to share and to consume. At sacrifice is sharing the meal and the consumption. Every time that Israel sacrificed and killed an animal, they did it in respect to feeding themselves. And the Bible said, wherever that they congregated, that they sacrificed, and where they sacrificed, to eat the meal within 3 days. To leave nothing. And that's in this modern era of time. We just got a peanut butter salmonella scare. And you ever notice here lately that it's one food after another that they attack, and we have to clean out our pantry and shelves, and there's laws against hoarding. You can't even store food anymore that you can trust in. And the GMO food, the genetically modified, which is designed to not keep or be preserved through nature. See, nature will preserve food. But GMO food is very dangerous and highly contaminable with salmonella and other things or the factors that can come in to make it very dangerous to hoard or consume large quantities of food in a place where you eat them later. But listen to this. Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit modern Christian taste. There's three religions now. Let's examine them. Number one, we have Judaism. It's the oldest form, biblically speaking, of witchcraft. Christ spoke against witchcraft. In John 8:44-45, "You belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you will not believe me." So see, there's rebellion. When Satan sets precedence of tradition, "Well, we've done it this way, and I'm from an old church, and we go back hundreds of years." A Catholic can brag about going back to the 3rd century. A matter of fact, they make the boast that Peter was the first pope. Well, we know that's a lie, because they've rebelled against what Yahweh said and what Peter taught. They won't have that. But they set up their form of religion, and this is the apostate condition of false religion that is now scattered throughout the Christianity. People say, well, buddy, what do you got against Christianity? Well, the word itself, first of all, is a bad choice of words. They weren't called Christians at Antioch in the book of Acts, as it's related. This word Krishna is a borrowed word that the Greek language moved over into the Greek and later the English as Christos or Christ. It's a Hindu word. So then, the adaption of tradition. You see, the Messiah, that's what his name was. It wasn't Christ. It was Messiah. Well, we've been taken out of... You know why we're taken out through deception and witchcraft? From calling him what he is rather than what they say he is? Witchcraft is rebellion. They rebelled against Messiah, which means Yah is the coming Redeemer. That's what that word means. And so then they put in a Greek Latin God, Jesus Christ. They manufactured this name through witchcraft. This name has become the adopted lovely name sung, if you will, and praising, in a form of witchcraft without people ever, because they say, well, I know I'm not in witchcraft and I love Jesus, glory to God. Well, we're not disputing that. But you can love a lie and be very subtly enticed to lie and not even know you're lying. Satan come in with his experts' language, if you will, and language is a very deceptive. It says, by your words, you are justified. But also, by your words, you're condemned. So then, on the sly cutting edge of word language devaluation, Satan brought in a name that seemed right. It's called in the 13th chapter of John, or Revelations 13 and 1, it is called the name of blasphemy. In John 17, 6 and 26, the Messiah had to reintroduce the name of Yahweh, which is the name of the Hebrew Creator, who bare that name throughout all time. In the very beginning, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change, but his name is not Jesus. The Hebrew Messiah, Yah, and the word Hallelujah, interchangeable to denote that the emphasis is placed on the short poetic form of his divine name, Yah, and yet we've been made to call upon Jesus. Now, if you don't believe that, you look in the form of witchcraft to the very word itself in the Strong's Concordance in the Greek number 24, 24, very easy number to mention, to remember that I mentioned to you here tonight. Here on WWCR around the world on February the 1st, I am telling you that you can be deceived by your religious body. That if you are a member without examination, the Bible said, study to show yourself approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit modern Christian taste, but left the essence the same. Are we practicing witchcraft? Are we the witches that the Scripture is addressing? Is it not the witch instinct in us to want to believe a lie? You know, we would rather believe a lie and be pacified or be content, because lie soothes things. The Bible speaks of soothsayers. That's what that means. A smooth speech and enticing words of this great whore that is mentioned in the Bible. Now, picture this, if you will, with me tonight as I go into the apostate church traditions and examine for your good. I am preaching tonight hoping that you might grasp the severity, because it's once appointed unto everyone to die, but after death, the judgment. Meaning you're going to have to come before and you're going to have to bow the knee to the only name. Now, 6,823 times in the King James Version Bible, which was revived, by the way, in 1846. It was revived to introduce to the English-speaking people a particular letter that was added to the language. That's the J language. You see, the Messiah never had a name that started with a J. Now, that's provable in Scripture after Scripture after Scripture, but people get mad at me. They actually send me hate mail. Simply because I tell them the truth, and the Messiah said, "Do you hate me because I tell you the truth?" The Messiah never had a name Christ. He never had a name Jesus. And this is where the subtle ability of Satan and witchcraft, rebellion that is, to rebel against this name is witchcraft. The name that was given from the foundation of the world was never Jesus or Christ. But people in Christianity use it in substitution or in rebellion in reality, and that's the point I'm trying to make here tonight. But picture a harlot sitting on the back of a fearsome beast. Now that's an awesome picture into your mind. That's what the Bible paints here in the 17th chapter. The beast has 7 heads and 10 horns, as we read in Revelation 17, 1 through 4. Whom does the harlot represent? She exerts influence over the kings of the earth, the Bible said. Well, did you know that Christianity, under the guise of Jesus Christ, the witchcraft name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to make you mad. I am not trying to insult you because you believe in Jesus, because I believed in it for 30 years and preached it until I was endued with the truth from on high. And I repented and turned from the rebellious nature of my own flesh, because we want to believe a lie. And we believe a New Testament that was written for a people who hated Yahweh. Now the Bible says in Matthew 10:22, they shall hate you for my name's sake. Well, nobody hates Jesus. Nobody. Although the Jews, who will not confess Jesus as the Messiah, and yet the Christians accept that as they think that the Jews' eyes are blind. He didn't say that the Jews' eyes would be blinded. There's nowhere in Scripture that the Jews' eyes was blinded. Nowhere. Nobody can read that. And yet, it's a form of witchcraft or rebellion against what the Bible actually does say. It said that Israel was blinded. Well, you say, well, Israel is the Jews. Well, no, they're not. The house of Judah, or Yehuda, as it is properly pronounced in the Hebrew, and should be properly pronounced in the Greek or the Latin, now dead languages, by the way, but it should be pronounced even in English. We ought to be taught the value of words. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you will agree or not, whether you rebel into witchcraft, a form of rebellion, it seems right, but there is a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death, and the Bible says, from such, turn away. Well, how is it that we turn away? We turn away when we deny the very existence of a name that is in there approximately 7,000 times. How many times would Yahweh have to express His name in the only language, in the original language, not some funny language, not some spur-of-the-moment language, not some dead language like Greek, or some dead language like Latin, or some deceptive language like English, that have brought in a name that even disagrees with the sounding of the phonics of the name or the letter of Jesus. G doesn't start with a J sound. Therein lies the trouble. They weren't looking for the J sound. They were looking for something that would give us a Hebrew sound. E-A. Zeus. Pronounced in Strong's 2424 in the Greek edition of the Strong's Concordance. Read it for yourself and pronounce it and slow it down. E-A. Zeus. E-A was the Egyptian god, and Zeus was the Roman god, and so the sly cunning craftiness of witches or witchcrafting individuals that seem right. This is a seem right name because it made it into the New Testament and became the most popular version in the world, the King James Bible, out of the English, which is so deceptive that it would deceive the very elect if it's possible. And we've got people, I know that I'm not popular. The man that the Christians call Christ, that I call the Messiah, was not popular. He came preaching the Father's name. He came in the Father's name with the scriptures stating in John 5:43, I am, causative verb to be, Hayah, Eliasher, Hayah. I am the causative verb to be. I am He. And if you do not believe that I am He, John 5:32, you'll die in your sin. 39. Now, what was He trying to convey? Well, He said in John, in St. John 17 and 6, I am come to reveal the Father's name to you, my brethren. Now, He didn't say He was Jesus, although the Christian-speaking people, English-speaking people, call Him Jesus. The Spanish people call Him Jesus. Jesus is the proper phonics of what Jesus in the English is saying. It really is. From the dead Latin, which is from a derivative of the Spanish language, it is a more proper sounding phonic than Jesus. Let me give you an example. Joshua starts with a J, and in Hebrew it's Yahshua. And Yah is a short poetic form, and Oshua in Hebrew, that's two meanings that's put together to form a name. So when you say Yahshua, you're saying Yahweh is Savior. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you try to describe it and make it a name, you are using a form of witchcraft to inflict another person in the Godhead or next to Him. And in the book of Isaiah, He said, I know no other God. The spiritualistic practice is that this deception of witchcraft has misled all nations, according to Revelation 17:18. Now, the word of Yahweh helps us to see that this is a harlot which has worldwide influence, and the Catholic Church, by the way, is the harlot of Revelation 17. Now, I know I'm going to make my Catholic friends mad at me for saying that. But the Catholic Church is the largest church filled with gay priests. They have paid out literally billions of dollars. And now it's getting into the quote-unquote Protestant church that had the Reformation of protesting in the 16th century under Martin Luther, who in the 1500s, decided to break away from the Catholic Church and expose her for what she was. And rightfully so. But what about the Protestant Church? Was it a God-given rebellion? Was it truly an inspiration? Or was it a form of other subtle witchcraft that Satan pulled, because see, he's got no respect of persons. And Satan would just as soon deceive you with the Catholics as he is the Protestant. And so he put it in the heart of the protesters to hate the whore. And that's exactly what it says here. Listen to this. The ten horns that you saw and the wild beast, that these will hate the harlot. That's the Protestant. And make her devastated or desolate and naked, and will eat up her fleshy parts, and will completely burn her with fire. That's in Revelation 17 and verse 16. And in a sudden, shocking move, the world's political powers are going to turn on false religion and completely destroy her. Now, why are they going to do that? They want a world, one world order. And in order to have that, they have got to either defeat one of the three major religions or combine all three. Now, the latter is preferable. But there is a religion, and it's the religion of Islam, that is a thorn in the side of the other two religions, which is Christianity, which works in unison with Judaism. So the three unclean spirits that is noted here, that come out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet, is witchcraft in its highest detestable form. And you say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too hard. You just come right out and identify things, and we're not used to that, and we hear sweet things in our church, and we like to go down, and we don't like to hear all this fighting and arguing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your soul's worth fighting for. Satan is fighting every day to feed you a line of deception with witchcraft. Witchcraft of rebellion. He wants you to rebel against the truth of Yahweh's word. He wants you to turn away from the truth and get into the mild, God loves everybody routine. And this is the fault of false religion, so-called. And so then, the book of Revelation answers when it says that Yahweh put it into their hearts of these kings that will hate this religious body and compromise it into a one world religious order, and that means combining all three religions, and to do so it's going to bring about a religious war. None of these religions are correct. Islam is not correct. Judaism is not correct. And neither is Christianity. All three are false, but out of that is a press, like a wine press. Yahweh is extracting from those three major religions, if you will. He's extracting a people out of that, which is called Jacob Israel. And he's giving them insight to the witchcraft and the rebellious nature of Satan, who has combined the three religions to fight against himself, to destroy one another. And that's what Satan's job is, to kill, steal, and destroy. And he don't care how he does it, just so that he can inflict upon your soul the price of death. For the soul that sins shall die. And the Bible says, and this is my Gestalt foundation, based upon the scripture that I gave you here in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 and in 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So then Hollywood has give you a broom and a long-nosed woman, and the Bible has give you a different version as a subtle God. You see, Satan doesn't care for you to worship. Matter of fact, he prefers people that are religiously inclined to worship. Cain was a worshiper. And he came to worship before Yahweh. Yahweh rejected him. Esau was a worshiper. But Yahweh rejected him. Satan himself is a worshiper. Yahweh rejected him. So Satan, in his rejection, said in his displeasure, if you won't worship me and bow down to me, then I won't worship you, and it'll become a conflict of light and darkness, and the darkness is the way that seems right. There is a way, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my, I just wish that I could convey this message here tonight. My heart is so filled with compassion for those who are worthy to receive the witness of the Holy Ghost, to come out of her, my people. The fate of false religion is get out of her, my people. That's in Revelation 18:4. Come out of her, my people. Great writers, prolific writers, such as Alexander Hyssop, who wrote the Two Babylons, he depicted the whore church as a church of pagan worship, turning the days and times and the seasons into a paganistic worship. And the Protestants who come out of the whore hated the whore, but they came out with her traditions. They adopted all of her festivals, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, you name it, and they got it. And so there's no difference in the Protestant and the Catholic, or Catholicism, as we call it, the universal church of falsehood. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't I get you to support me? Simply because you've been indoctrinated with witchcraft. And you can't see the truth. Hollywood has given you a mind condition to reject the truth, that's rebellion, and to accept the lie, which is rebellion, in its reverse form. Satan makes you think it's right simply because the church has been there, the Christian church or the Catholic church in Christianity, it's been there to hand you a false bill of witchcraft, a package repackaged, if you will, replacing the truth and bring in a form and fashion which indeed has a show of will worship. Satan don't mind you will worshiping, as long as he has his will involved and involved in your religious state of mind. In other words, to condition you to be deceived. Now, in Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, King James Version, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Was it talking about the lady with the crystal ball? Was it talking about the broom rider of Hollywood? No, it was talking about the false prophets who have induced Yahweh's people to turn from Him to the ways of Baal and the world, if you will, and to take upon themselves another name, and they be no other name. And yet people are led away with the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the falsehood of witchcraft, and have penned through the authors of the New Testament. Now, who are the authors of the New Testament? Did they take the original Aramaic language of the apostles who wrote in their native tongue, and yet there's not one shred of original Aramaic gospel, be it Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or that for that matter, Paul, who wrote 13, possibly 14 books in the Bible, and some of the epistles, and including the book of Revelation. But let me tell you something. There is not one, listen to me well here. Here is the catch. If you trust in Greek, a dead language, don't trust in it. Because there's not one original fragment, not one that's ever been identified as an original handwritten letter of the original apostles or the prophets. Not one. So then, we are taking the history. And beware of the scribes, that's those that change history through the mighty force of the pen. For the written words, remember I said, by your words you're justified and by your words you're condemned. And so then you must study to show yourself approved. You've got to know where the sly, cunning craftiness of Satan, who is able to deceive the very elect. If they don't pray, if they don't fast, some people can't go a day without food and get their mind off the ball games and the world. And they want the world on one side, and Christianity has afforded them, the paganistic Christianity has afforded them the luxury and the pleasure of having the world in one pocket and religion in the other. And this religion is false. If you love Yahweh, you will keep His commandment. If a man says he loves Yahweh and will not keep His commandments, he's a liar, a liar, a witchcraft liar, a witchcraft liar, a rebellion, a rebellionist, if you will, somebody that rebels against the truth of Yahweh and has been turned into a form and a fashion and tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. That's all they are. Religion is nothing but tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. Truth is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it cuts even down to the flesh, the mar, the carnal corruption, where Satan works in the carnal mind. And has created a religious system that is riding up on the back of the beast, and the beast will use her, religious, false religion, will use her to deceive the very elect until the time appointed that she's to fall. Now, after the fall, there is a time that Yahweh's people will return to the old path. They will come back to Yahweh's name. And ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, there is a movement back toward the Father. Seek, pray, and ask for the old path. And when you find it, walk in. The old path is the way that is right, and the witchcraft way is the way that seems right. You say, well now, Pastor Buddy, I know my heart, and I carry my Bible, glory to God, and I believe every word in it. Glory to God. Well, how much of it do you obey? Well, now, I know it ain't perfect, glory to God, and I know I got sin in my life, and I know I wanted to watch the Super Bowl tonight, and glory to God, and I missed your program. Well, I don't care. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you can go ahead and worship the world, but the day will come that you will bow the knee to the truth that's been preached, whether you hear it or not. What about a man that came, that raised the dead, cast out devils, healed the sick, done miracles galore, and died and rose from the dead, and nobody wouldn't believe in him except a few? You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's no strange thing if they hate you and despise you for the same name he preached. He never did preach Jesus. He never was called Jesus by any of his believers or his followers, especially the apostles, because they knew his name. Paul was preaching against the apostles because they was using the name of Yahweh, not the name of Jesus. If they'd been named using the name of Jesus, Paul, a Pharisee, who had been taught that the name of Yahweh is too sacred to man, he'd have never lifted a finger. He said, well, them dumb apostles, they don't even know who the Creator is. Paul knew who he was. And when he was reprimanded, struck down, if you will, in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, and in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 14, when he asked Yahweh who he was, the Spirit came back and spoke to him in the Hebrew tongue. 14th verse, I am Yahweh. In the Greek, it says Jesus. See the subtle craftiness of deception? We know he spoke to him in the Hebrew tongue, and the name Jesus is not a Hebrew word. So he couldn't have said Jesus. You got to go back to the drawing board. You better go back to your knees. You better pray. You better fast. You better turn from your wicked ways. You belong to your father, the devil, who is carrying out his desire to deceive the very elect. And you are in a way that seems right. You better come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. You better get out and repent and say, Pastor Buddy, send me the information on how that I need to obey the commandments. I want to be born from above, not again. I don't want a church religion. I want the true salvational message of how to obtain kingdom rights to enter in to the kingdom. You see, Satan's nature, very nature, is deception. Satan gives power to those that believe a lie. Believing the lie is the cost of entry to access Satan's power. Witchcraft, which is rebellion, bolsters up the lie with mystery, intrigue, signs and miracles, pseudoscience, ancient knowledge, or new knowledge, doesn't matter. The more observed the lie, the better, and the lie acts as a distractor or to keep you blinded in your paganistic ways to say, well, now I feel pretty good over here in this, Pastor Buddy, and I go to church every Sunday, glory to God, and I carry my Bible in there, and Jesus said this, and Jesus said that, glory to God, and I feel His Holy Spirit, and you can't tell me I ain't got the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you get to heaven, you will not see no lords there because ain't none there. Because the one that you're going to bind from don't know no other Lord, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. And he don't know no other gods. But if you go back to Isaiah chapter 43 in the original text. Now, you see, people have taken the name of Yahweh, that's the way it's pronounced, 7,000 times approximately, and we got preachers on the air that's making fun of the name. And yet they're in witchcraft and deception because they love money, they love power, and they love the praise of man. These are the deceptive witches that don't ride the broom. They ride the back of the whore, although they say they hate the whore, and they're against the whore. They themselves are deceptors of the whore, and the whore herself is the benefactor as they make you, as they convert you out of Catholicism, away from that into Protestantism and jumping out of the frying pan right into the midst of the fire, which all nations shall perish with the using of the doctrine of false religion, which is rebellion and witchcraft. If we mix certain ingredients in a drink, if we eat a special herb, if we arrange candles in a certain configuration, if we stare into a crystal ball, if we turn over tarot cards, if we read the stars, if we speak a certain phrase or mantra, if we have secret knowledge, if we draw certain symbols, then spiritual forces will come into play. That's what we're taught in the Christian church world or the universalism of Catholicism. But what is that? Doesn't witchcraft start with a heart of rebellion that works by focusing on the lie of the distractor? A lie in which the technique is purported to release power. It is important to have faith to trust in the technique and not Yahweh. Believing in lies is an acceptable sacrifice to Satan, the father of lies, who honors his children with power, signs, and lying wonders. Now let me repeat that. Satan is anointing these ministers. And homosexuality, ladies and gentlemen, is growing in the pulpits of Protestantism. It's always been a plague in the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church forbids marriage and it attracts those who don't want to marry the woman to procreate, but they want to be turned over to the reprobated mind to believe the lie, and therefore they become a minefield or a gathering place of those who attract males into the church to be victimized, the choir boys and things, and therefore they pay out billions. And now it's happening to the largest churches in America. Yahweh is turning these Protestants now, these preachers that have worked miracles and signs from the 1950 tent revivals, and I can name several preachers that have used a form of witchcraft and deception and miracles and signs and wonders to deceive the very elect. 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is the sin of divination and arrogance. Like the evil of idolatry or will worship, because they have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has rejected you. Hosea 4:6, my people, the house of Israel, the Jacobites, are destroyed. Oh my, how long that I was in a, the same right way, in the Protestant movement of Pentecostalism, which is one of the greatest deceptors going on today in the Western world, and now throughout the world, because they victimized foreign nations carrying this lie of the serpent, of the Pentecostal religion that I was in for 30 years. It's all fake. It is all a bunch of lies that's hatched up in the very seat of satanic rebellion, and Satan is the master deceptor and would deceive the very elect. Even though Satan is usually the furthest thing from the mind of the believer of the lies, the father of lies, he honors the self-delusion inherent in witchcraft by occasionally releasing a certain power or a sign and a miracle, even doing supernatural miracles. We had an incident in Georgia where one of our brothers and sisters was led astray after teaching Yahweh. Listen to what happened. Remember Sapphira and Ananias? Held back part of the price and were killed by Yahweh. These two individuals went to a Jesus-named church and started eating and drinking with them and doing their paganistic, even eating pork. And they were killed tragically in an automobile accident, I believe, for rebellion and taking on the form of witchcraft after knowing Yahweh. It had been better for them to not know His name and not stand for it than to stand for it and teach it and establish a foundation to stand on and be enticed by the lust of money and a place to live. They moved there, moved in, set up business, and was prospering and doing good until Satan had them trapped. Now here's two Yahweh people trapped. No way out, and the end is tragic. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said it'd be better for you not to know the way than to know it and not obey it. Exodus chapter 7, verse 22. I'm going to hurry. My time is running out. The Egyptian magicians did the same things by enchantment, by supernatural sensitivity, through insight, through the oracles and visions. And that's how witchcraft works. It's so much so that they deceived the whole Egyptian nation, Satan working in them. And Yahweh using His prophet Moses to work signs and miracles, and yet for all the signs and miracles to counter, Satan had an antidote for every one of the things that Moses performed, with the exception of turning the water to blood and the plague of frogs, the things that they couldn't imitate. But, man, they got it down pat, and they had old Pharaoh saying, well, our magic and our religion is just as great as yours. And they worshiped the god, Ea, combined it with the Greek god, the Latin god of the New Testament Bible, Zeus, Ea Zeus. Strong's number 2424, that said, this is the witchcraft or the rebellion against the true and the powerful and the magnanimous and the mighty name of Yahweh. I have been enticed and offered through 3 or 4 millionaires to renounce the name of Yahweh. I could feather my nest and prosper in the natural. But ladies and gentlemen, if I did that, what would I give in exchange for my soul? This is a temporal existence. And Moses forsook the riches and the pleasures of Egypt to lead a people who worship Yahweh against Ea, against Zeus, against the false gods, against witchcraft, against rebellion. And yet Israel was so blinded in their prosperity. When people wax fat like America, tonight, we are paying for the sins that have reached into heaven. We are the largest exporter of witchcraft and evil seducers and the things of this nature. Sodomy, homosexual, as it was in the days of the Sodom and Gomorrah. They lusted for the bodies of like flesh. Yahweh turned them over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you can go so far into witchcraft that you will rebel so far that there's no returning. And the Protestant church, after she escaped Catholicism of Revelation 17, the great whore, they jumped out of the frying pan and got in the fire, and witchcraft is characterized by belief and knowledge from below and rejection of knowledge from above. That's as simple as I can make it. Now let me repeat that. Witchcraft is characterized by belief and knowledge from below. The Satan of this world, the God of this world, has blinded their eyes, it said. So rebellion, Satan wants you to rebel. It's a form of witchcraft, ladies and gentlemen. It's not somebody with a crystal ball looking in there and peering into it with a muttering, peeping spirit. Although there is a segment. You see, Satan can see on the timeline. He knows the timeline. And he can see a little bit. He don't know the complete mystery. But he knows enough to deceive you by giving you some signs and miracles. And you say, I know God's over there. Bless God, I went over there the other night, boy, and this man was preaching in Jesus' name, and I had a tooth that needed a filling, and bless God, all of a sudden, I realized that I had a filling come in my tooth. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen miracles. I've seen the dead raised. I have seen teeth filled with gold fillings. I have seen legs that were short by a couple of inches grow right out in front of my eyes when I laid hands on persons and the name of Jesus. But throughout all of those miracles and signs, there was a lingering doubt, because it was something that wasn't right in this mixture of rebellious nature of this paganism that went on in the church. And every time I stood against it, I was reprimanded for it. Deuteronomy 18 and 4. For those nations which you will possess, you will cast them out. Do not listen to those who practice the witchcraft, which is rebellion, which is what Israel did, and to the diviners. But as for you, Yahweh has not allowed you to do so. So there's no allowance in Yahweh's truth for you to go after these nations that would turn you from the truth. Isaiah 47:12. Keep on then. Do your magic spells and your many sorceries, Israel, which you have labored at since childhood. Perhaps you will exceed. Perhaps you will cause terror. But let it be known that when you bow the knee to me, you will give an account for every idle word that you speak. So be very careful. In Acts 8, chapter 8, and verse 9 through 11. Listen as me, as I read. Now for the time, a man named Simon practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was a great power. And all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention, exclaimed, this man is the divine power known as the great power. They followed him because he had amazing power that he'd done with his magic signs and wonders. That's what's going on in the Christian world today. Signs and wonders and lying signs and wonders. I know it seems good. But there is a way that seems good. There's a way that seems right. But the end thereof death. I'm coming to a close here. I got to get out of here. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherds Call, Part 1 of Witchcraft. You'd like to call Dr. Gary tonight, 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. Call up Doc and tell him Pastor Buddy referred you to. Miracle 2 and Vitamir. We got a lot of that to sell. We need to sell it to you because there is a portion of that profit that goes into the Shepherd's Call. Up in the great state of Michigan, my good brother, Brother Paul, for STEM Tech. It's a great, all-natural solution to the T-cells that you've heard about. 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me tonight by simply dialing the number 423-626-2172. If I've not been too hard on you, if you're a man or a woman that wants truth, if you want to bury your head in sand going with signs and wonders and witchcraft, go ahead. But take into account that you've been warned. If you're not watching the Super Bowl night and you're listening to Pastor Buddy, Yahweh bless you. There's millions, there's over 100 million people that have turned their face to the idol tube, I call it the dumb tube, or the electric toilet, to worship idols. A lot of people didn't go to the Christian church. The attendance will be down tonight because they played the Super Bowl, and the Christians want entertainment. They want smooth speech and impassioned words, and therefore the priesthood excuses them from having to come. They won't get a lecture on that. They'll be missed, but they'll enjoy the Super Bowl tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in a super war, and you better lay your soul on the altar and don't let Satan steal it with witchcraft. You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, I'll send you some information. I'll send you this CD free of charge and postpaid. If you'd like to have this recording tonight, just simply write or call Pastor Buddy. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That is Tennessee. The zip 37824. My. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that Yahweh will bless you. Now, let me remind you again. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll be on tomorrow night live on WWRB 3.185. That's 3.185 on your shortwave around the world. Also, simulcasting on the internet by simply loading in WWRB.com. Click on Listen Live MP3. If you have a MP3 player loaded into your computer, you can listen to us on the downline. It's up and working now. A few more bugs in the system, and Dave will have all that worked out. Praise Yahweh. I'll be there tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Join me for another message with the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you on down the line. And we got to get out of here. And way down here in Dixie, it's been a beautiful day today. Hope it's all right where you're at. Yahweh bless you.
Dixie, oh, all the beacon fires are lighted, and our hearts do now unite. Two arms, in Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie. Hurrah, hurrah. For Dixie's land, we take our stand. Two arms and conquer peace for Dixie. Oh, hear the northern thunder mutter, northern flags and southwest.